play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. And by the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back here at John Thiel Gym for Silver Streak Girls Basketball here on WGIL. The Streaks and the Quincy Blue Devils. Galesburg 11-7 on the season, 3-1, sitting in second place in the Western Big Six. Quincy 15-3 overall, 2-2 of the Big Six. United Township 0-4 going into tonight's game. Rocky 4-0. Moline sits at 3-2. And Alleman sits at 1-4 in the Western Big Six. So the Streaks in the driver's seat at this point as far as second place goes. All right, getting ready for our national anthem and our starting lineups coming up as we send things down to PA announcer Bill Allison here at John Thiel Gym. Silver Street Girls Basketball here on WGIL. And it's conference night, so we'll have one of the letter winners here raising the flag.
Good evening and welcome to John Thiel Gymnasium in a night of Western Big Six basketball featuring the Blue Devils from Quincy High School against our own Galesburg Silver Streaks. Now, if you'd all please rise as we honor America with the playing of the national anthem. Raising the flag tonight is senior Jacinta Boynton, is our honorary flag raiser. She's the daughter of Jeannie and Terry Boynton. Some of the activities she's been involved in include student council for 4 years. She's been co-chair. She's been class president of the junior class and the senior class. She's attended summer leadership camp as a junior counselor. She's in the book club where she's been a four-year officer. Students for Life for 4 years as president and vice president. She's been in the concert and a cappella choir. Theater for 3 years and in the G Club. She's been on the High Honor Roll. She's a member of the Spanish Honor Society and the National Honor Society. Jacinta's future plans include attending the United States Naval Academy. While there, she will major in physics and minor in Spanish and be trained as a service warfare officer and graduate as a second lieutenant. Senior Jacinta Boynton.
Now, Bill Allison with our starting lineups for tonight's contest.
Now the starting lineups. First for the Blue Devils, a 5'8 junior, number 3, Olivia Edwards. A 5'8 senior, number 23, Kylie Espinoza. A 5'8 senior, number 24, Stephanie Anders. A 5'10 senior, number 34, Kylie Carruthers. And a 6-foot senior, number 40, Sarah Nelson. Quincy coached by Martin Pazanin, assisted by Brad Dance, Alex Tooley, and Macy Ferguson-Smith. And now the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'7 senior, number 3, Kelsey Legg. A 5'7 sophomore, number 5, Riley Jenkins. A 5'7 senior, number 22, Andrea Sampson. A 5'9 senior, number 32, Chloe McCarthy. And a 5'7 senior, number 42, Deja Range. Silver Streaks coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Jay Barshinger, Michael Rux, and Josh Biddle.
All right, Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Quincy Blue Devils. Streaks in their home white silver numbers trimmed in silver and black. Quincy in their road blue with white numbers trimmed in black and white. Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson, glad to have you with us here tonight as it'll be stepping into the center circle for the Streaks at 5'7", Deja Range. And for Quincy at 6 foot, Sarah Nelson, the 4-year starter for this Quincy Blue Devil team. And Eric, a team with a whole lot of experience this year.
Yeah, they do. They return quite a few number of these players, and you know, players that these Streaks, the Streaks we have at least seen for a number of years.
Streaks won the tip. Quincy comes out of man-to-man defense. Riley Jenkins with it out at the point. Dribbles right. Lucky to get a five call here. Finally drives down the right baseline. The pass got tapped, but Andrea Sampson able to run it down. Gives out high to Chloe McCarthy. She'll bring it out between the circles. Now it's Riley Jenkins. She'll reset for the Streaks. Chloe McCarthy. Now Deja Range. Right winger goes to Riley Jenkins. Now it's Andrea Sampson out between the circles. Looks right, gets a pick from Chloe McCarthy, stops, fires a three, good!
Nice little pull-up right there from Andrea. Good way to get the Streaks started.
7:23 to play, first quarter. Streaks with a 3-0 lead. They come out in a, it's like a 2-3 zone. That's unusual for Coach Massey. Left wing, inside, it's knocked away by Deja Range, and Andrea Sampson comes up with it. Streaks with it now, they tried to get it inside to Anders. Now it's Chloe McCarthy between the circles. Left wing, Andrea Sampson. Puts it on the floor. Gives to Kelsey Legg. Top of the key. She dribbles right hands to Riley Jenkins. Riley comes left. Now to Andrea Sampson, left wing. She'll bring it back out top. Gets a pick from Deja. Goes right down the right side of the lane. Scoops it up off the glass and in.
Coming out aggressive out of the locker room. I like it.
Five for Andrea Sampson. Streaks lead 5-0. 6:40 to play first quarter. Top of the key, it's Anders for the Blue Devils. Right wing, Olivia Edwards, a 3-year player. Down to the right baseline to Nelson. Shot partially blocked by Chloe McCarthy. And Deja Range with a rebound. On the run, Riley Jenkins to Kelsey Legg, left wing. Top of the key, Chloe McCarthy. Gives to Riley Jenkins out high right side. Top of the key, it's Andrea Sampson. Turns, thought about the three. Now looks over the defense, gets a pick from Deja, dribbles right, steps back, fires a three out top, too strong. Rebound comes down to Olivia Edwards for Quincy. Streaks, as you said, coming out aggressive and with a lot of confidence so far here tonight.
Yeah, which is good to see, especially after the tournament where they kind of lost all their energy there at the end and kind of just let that one go, but...
Nelson fires a 15-footer from straight on, just in the paint, puts it up and in. Now a 30-second timeout called by Martin Pazanin. 5-2 Streaks lead, 5:49 to play here in the first quarter. So this Quincy team at 15-3 on the year, 2-2 in the Western Big Six Conference. So two of their three losses are to conference teams. They lost on the road to Rock Island. They lost at home to Moline. And so they're kind of hard to figure because of the fact they lost at home to Moline, but yet they blew out UT, blew out Alleman. So just a team that's hard to figure. But we know they're a good team, though. And Coach Massey talked in the pregame about the fact that they had played a tournament against a bunch of small schools earlier in the year. Then for the holidays, they went up to the suburbs and played some big schools, lost a game up there, and then they've got another tournament coming up as well. So they've been doing a lot of traveling, which I guess they do no matter what.
Yeah.
Chloe McCarthy with it right wing.
Not a lot of options coming
from
Quincy.
I guess unless you're just playing the small schools around the area.
Right.
Chloe out high left side, puts it on the floor, gets to Deja range. Oh, the pass got tapped, and Deja has to run it down out near midcourt. She actually had to save it back, and Quincy comes up with it. Streaks turn it over. 5:24 to play first quarter. Streaks leading 5-2. Right wing, this is
that was a travel.
She traveled with it, yeah. I'm not sure what she was trying to set up to pass or shoot. I'm not sure what she was doing, but she picked the ball up and then took an extra step. Sophomores lost here tonight. 48-38 was the final that one. They'd gotten down by 8 or 10 in the third quarter. Made a nice comeback. Cut it to 2 in the fourth quarter. Just couldn't get over the hump. Deja Range, top of the key. Gives to Riley Jenkins on the right wing. Or left wing, excuse me. Riley brings it back out between the circles, and she'll reset against the Quincy man-to-man defense. Dribbles down the left side of the lane. Puts it up off the glass. A little bit short. Rebound. Chloe McCarthy has it. Puts it up. Can't hit, but she's fouled from behind. I believe it's going to go against Olivia Edwards. Nice job by Chloe on the offensive glass that time. It does go against Edwards. That's the first foul of the basketball game. And Chloe McCarthy will go to the free throw line with two shots.
That's a good sign, too. The Streaks attacking the offensive boards. At times, they seem to get away from that. And, I, you know, with a team that doesn't shoot at the greatest, you need to be attacking the boards.
4:57 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 6-2. Now make it 7 as Chloe hits both free throws. Edwards comes across midcourt right side. Gives top of the key to Anders. She traveled. They didn't call. Now hands off to, or rather that was Espinoza. Now Anders has it. Right wing it goes to Edwards. Right baseline. It's Carruthers.
Tapped away by Andrea, and it's going to go out of bounds. Stay with Quincy.
First substitutions of the night as Kaylee Miller checks in for the Streaks, and also Lexi Tucker, Deja Range, and Kelsey Legg will get a break. 4:40 to play first quarter. Streaks with a 7-2 lead. This is Kylie Espinoza with it. Top of the key, out high right side to Olivia Edwards. Edwards on the dribble against Riley Jenkins. Back to Espinoza. Out high left side, it goes to Anders. Anders gives way to Nelson. She drives to the free throw line, kicks it back out to Edwards, drives down the paint, puts up the runner, no good. The rebound gets loose, goes to the floor. We're going to have a tie-up between Kaylee Miller and Sarah Nelson, and the possession arrow points toward the Quincy Blue Devils. Streaks off to a good start here tonight with a 7-2 lead, 4:18 to play first quarter. Olivia Edwards, 5'8 junior, will inbound from the left baseline. And it comes to Nelson down on the left block, turns a little baby hook, missed it, and the rebound comes down to Riley Jenkins. Lexi Tucker did a good job defending that against a much taller Nelson. Chloe between the circles, dribbles left, gives to Andrea Sampson left wing. Andrea looks over the defense, top of the key, Kaylee Miller. She'll dribble right, pick up. Gives to Lexi Tucker at the top of the key. Now left wing, it's Andrea Sampson. Andrea takes a step. It closed out. Edwards closed out. Now her pass stolen away. And that's Anders down the right side. Laid it up and in. Stephanie Anders got in the passing lane there. And it's 7-4. Streaks 3:40 to play first quarter. Now Andrea has it. Right wing fires a three. Too strong. Rebound comes to Edwards. Edwards on the run for the Blue Devils. Now she'll pull back and set up the offense out high right side. Picked up by Riley Jenkins. Now finds an opening. Nice hesitation dribble. Laid it up and in. Nobody picked her up. She made that hesitation dribble. Went between the defenders. Laid it up and in. Now it's 7-6 Streaks. 3:20 to play first quarter. Chloe McCarthy top of the key. Now Lexi Tucker has it out high right side. To Andrea Sampson left wing. She'll turn. Fire the three. Short on that one. And Lexi knocked the rebound away. But coming away with it is Olivia Edwards. I think Lexi's lucky she didn't get an over back call
right
on that. Now Edwards tries to get around the defender, Chloe McCarthy, but missed the shot, and Riley Jenkins comes away with a rebound.
Yeah, she tried a little Euro step there and couldn't find the rim afterwards.
Riley found Lexi running the floor, couldn't get the shot to fall, but she got fouled from behind by Olivia Edwards. That's her second foul, so Lexi Tucker will go to the free throw line with two shots for the Streaks, who lead 7-6 with 2:53 to play here in the first quarter. So Lexi Tucker, senior at the free throw line for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. First shot up and missed that one, as we'll have Kelsey Legg checking back in. Lauren Livingston in for the first time. Chelsea Stevenson in for the first time. And Deja Range waits to check back in as Chloe McCarthy, Andrea Sampson, and Kaylee Miller get a break. Under 3 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Streaks with a 7-6 lead. Lexi Tucker at the free throw line. Eyes the second, and that one is good. And now she'll get a rest as Deja Range checks back in. Also in for Quincy for the first time, Bren Holtz, a 6-foot junior. So they've got a couple of 6-footers in there. Also, they've got Kate Chevalier, a 5'8 sophomore. This is Schultz. Top of the key, it goes to Anders. Now Nelson in the paint, knocked away from behind, and Chelsea Stevenson comes up with it for the Streaks. Chelsea on the run, gives to Riley Jenkins out between the circles. Riley directs some traffic. Now Lauren Livingston out high left side. Left wing, it goes to Chelsea Stevenson.
Well, Chelsea didn't recognize she was wide open, and she stood outside the arc, which made it easy for Nelson to find her. If you find yourself wide open like that, you got to cut to the basket to try to get the layup.
Kelsey Legg back to Riley Jenkins on the center circle. 2:13 to play in the quarter. Streaks lead 8-6. Deja got called for an offensive foul setting the pick. And again, can't totally blame the person setting the pick. They're trying to help out the person handling the ball,
right,
who was Riley Jenkins. And Riley needs to go shoulder to shoulder with Deja to lose the person defending her. Deja tried to help her out by stepping out, and she got called for the offensive foul. And we see a lot of that.
Yeah, now we're going to get a double dribble
on Nelson, Sarah Nelson, the 6-foot senior for the Blue Devils. 8-6 Streaks lead, 2:02 to play here in the first quarter. Riley Jenkins with it. Right wing to Deja Range. Now it's Lauren Livingston out high right side. Top of the key, Riley Jenkins. Now it goes to Chelsea Stevenson on the right wing. Puts on the floor, picks up, and kicks back out to Riley out near midcourt. She'll direct some traffic, dribbles left, gets a pick from Lauren. Goes left baseline, puts up a runner, can't hit, but a foul's going to go. I think it was Holtz. We got her with a body. We'll see who it goes in. Yeah, it does go against Brent Holtz. That is her first foul, 13 foul now on the Blue Devils as Riley Jenkins goes to the free throw line with two shots. So the third time the Streaks have been at the line already tonight. They're 3 of 4. Now make it 4 of 5 as Riley hits the first, make it 9-6, and Andrea Sampson checks back in. She will spell Chelsea Stevenson.
Much different than down in Mattoon.
Yeah. Whole lot better start here, that's for sure. Second shot for Riley, up and no good. Rebound comes down to Holtz, and she got it to Nelson, who wasn't expecting it. Bounced off her arm, but she's able to run it down on the baseline. Now this is Bree Sapp into the game, 5'6 sophomore, to Anders on the left wing. Now it goes to Chevalier. Out high right side, Nelson. She'll fire the three. In and out, no good. Riley Jenkins with a rebound. Riley on the dribble, on the run across midcourt. Gets to Lauren Livingston. Left side running the floor. Goes baseline. Now pulls it back out. Goes to the wing. Hesitation dribble and got stolen away. And now a foul is going to go against Kelsey Legg. That was just the wrong place, wrong time, as she thought Chevalier looked like she lost control of the ball. So Kelsey was going in after it. About that time, Chevalier leaned up and got control of it. Then Kelsey ran into her. That's her first foul. Second team foul on the Streaks. So Mattoon Holiday Tournament, the surprising thing for me, not surprising that Andrea Sampson and Riley Jenkins made the all-tournament team, but that Riley was the most valuable player of the tournament. And not that she didn't deserve it, but just usually what happens down there, they kind of base it on who scores the most points in
right.
the tournament. So it was good to see the Streaks get that recognition.
Well, and what a recognition being only a sophomore.
Right.
You know.
Three-pointer out high. Chevalier puts it up and in. Kate Chevalier with her first basket. And we're tied at 9. First time we've been tied since 0. 40 seconds to play here in the quarter. Out high left side. Kelsey Legg gives to Deja Range, top of the key. Deja bounces for Riley, now Chloe. Now left wing, Andrea Sampson. Andrea on the dribble. Goes to the free throw line. Gives to Deja Range, top of the key. Right wing, Kelsey Legg. Gets a pick from Deja. Stops. Kelsey fires a three. In and out, no good. Rebound kept alive by Riley Jenkins as she runs it down on the baseline. Trapped up. Finally gets it to Kelsey Legg, who got fouled. Now she gets it away to Chloe. Now left baseline to Andrea for three. Good, and she's fouled.
Wow.
Andrea hit the three, and Kaylee Carruthers came down on top of her afterwards. Her second three of the ball game. And so Andrea will get a chance at the unusual four-point play.
Yeah.
12-9 Streaks lead, 10.2 to play in the quarter. That's good concentration because Carruthers was flying out there at her. I think she knew she was probably going to take that contact and did. Missed the free throws, though. Rebound kept alive by Chloe McCarthy. Now a tie-up. And the possession arrow points toward the Streaks, so they'll get it back with 8.3 to play.
Well, you can go get quite the little run here before the quarter ends. If we get a two and even a three, it would be quite wonderful.
Inbound to Riley Jenkins, 7 seconds to play, now with 6, dribbles left with 5, now with 4, goes down to left baseline, leans in, puts it up, got it!
Oh! and one.
Fouled. Took the body, went right into, that was a good move because you had to go in into Nelson at 6 foot, but Nelson went up in the air, but she was going backwards at the time, so Riley actually kind of initiated the contact, but the defense was moving back, and she's a six-footer. They're going to call it on her every time. So Nelson gets the call. Riley Jenkins with the basket and the chance at the three-point play. 14-9 streaks with 2.4 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Riley, free throw is up. And missed it. Rebound comes out to Anders. Now with 1 second to play, Anders fires from just over midcourt. Can't hit. We have played one quarter of basketball. It is the Galesburg Silver Streaks 14, the Quincy Blue Devils 9. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Life can be like a basketball game. Everything's going your way and then airball. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. I'll help you put the full court press on any accident by selecting the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you won't foul out. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about how Savea Mutual Insurance is a slam dunk.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter, and they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
One quarter in the books. Western Big Six Conference game between the Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Quincy Blue Devil Streaks with a 14-9 lead. It was tied at 9, and then the Streaks went on a little run down the quarter. Quincy with it to start the second quarter. Top of the key, this is Nelson with it. Fires a 17-footer from straight on, up and good. She's got four. Two baskets, 4 points for the Blue Devils for their 11. It looks like Quincy, no, they're still in the man-to-man. Top of the key, Riley Jenkins. Pulls it back out, and she'll reset the offense working against Anders. Gets picked from Deja, goes to the left wing, pulls it back out now, and gives to Kelsey Legg between the circles. Kelsey calls out a play, dribbles right, gets a pick, picks it up, out high right side, and gives to Deja at the free throw line. Back out to Kelsey, now to Andrea Sampson between the circles. Andrea dribbles right, stops, fires a long three. He's too strong. Rebound comes down to Chevalier for Quincy. It could be Chevalier, but it looks like Chevalier, so I'm going to go French on that one. On the dribble, this is Sapp. And was that Nelson? No, it was Anders. I'm sorry. She got it off to Anders. Anders put it up and in. That's her second basket. Make it 14-13 streaks. Left wing, Riley Jenkins down to Deja on the block. Got herself too far under. Put it up. Couldn't hit. Weak side rebound kept alive by Chloe McCarthy, but Chevalier comes away with it. Sapp. Yeah. Sapp comes away with it for Quincy. Now it's Anders out high right side. Goes top of the key. Now free throw line. Penetrates. Gets between the defenders. Puts it up. Rolls off. No good. Rebound kept alive by Carruthers. She missed the shot. Deja tapped it out, but coming away with it is Chevalier for Quincy. Now she gives to Sapp out high on the right side. Out high left side, it's Nelson. She'll hand to Anders on the left wing. Dribbles right, top of the key. Gives to Chevalier. Chevalier right side on the wing. Hands off to Sapp. Sapp dribbles left to the right elbow. Picks up and gives to Anders. Now in the paint to Carruthers. Carruthers down the left block. Puts it up off the glass and in. Well, that shot looked much better than her last attempt. And Quincy has her first lead of the ball game, 15-14, with 6 minutes to play in the half. Deja Range, backdoor pass to Kelsey Lake, bounces out for Andrea, three-pointer right wing, missed that one. But Deja runs down the rebound, top of the key, and gives to Riley Jenkins. Chloe McCarthy, Deja Range, Riley Jenkins right wing. Backdoor pass to Deja, overthrew her though. And could only get the fingertips on it. Streaks turned it over.
Yeah, just a little bit too high there, and Deja could not come down with it.
Coach is going to call a 30-second timeout. 5:38 to play here in the first half. Streaks trailing 15-14. Well, a good start, and Andrea's hit a couple of threes. She's gone a little bit cold since. I hope that doesn't keep her from still putting the ball up, though.
Yeah, I mean, she's been aggressive with her shooting, something we haven't seen all the time from her, and it is a good sign because, you know, we talked a little bit at the end of the tournament down in Mattoon that there really wasn't anybody taking charge and creating shots. And now Andrea seems to have taken a little of that upon herself, and she's being extremely aggressive with the basketball.
So the Streets trail 15-14, 5:38 to play here in the first half. Saturday we'll have a couple of games. The first one will be an 11 o'clock start, 10:40 pregame here on WGIL, part of the Galesburg Invitational, as we'll take on the Macomb Bombers in the first game. That'll be at 11 o'clock, and then that game will be followed by Dunlap and Bloomington. Actually, they'll play at the same time over at the Fieldhouse. And then at third place game will be at 2:30. That'll be the losers of the first two games, the winners of the first two, as the Streaks come up with the steal.
It was a missed shot by Espinosa.
I'm sorry.
Rebound, Andrea.
So Dunlap and Bloomington will play, so the winners will play for the championship at 4 o'clock on Saturday. Right wing, Andrea Sampson fakes, penetrates, and kicks out to Chloe McCarthy, top of the key. Left wing, Kelsey Legg. Back to Chloe, top of the key. Right wing, Andrea. Now it's Riley right at the center circle with 5 minutes to play in the half. Chloe McCarthy, Deja Range, top of the key. Right wing, Riley Jenkins. Now Andrea Sampson out between the circles on the volleyball spike line. Dribbles left, hesitation dribble, steps back, kicks back out to Chloe. Now Chloe's got it between the circles. Streaks now not quite as aggressive on the offensive end.
No, and they hit Deja in the post on that last ball reversal. They didn't even look in at her.
Andrea has it out high left side. And holding on, 4.5 to play. Gets through a bit of a trap there. Coach Pisana wanted a 5 call. She finally gets rid of it, gets to Chloe. Now right of the center circle, it's Riley. 4:17 to play. Streaks running a lot of clock here. Now backdoor of Chloe McCarthy to Riley Jenkins. Got some contact, couldn't put the shot in, and Carruthers comes away with it.
Ooh.
Man, should have been either a travel or a jump ball, I thought, but they called a foul on Deja.
Yeah, I saw a jump ball there. Deja had her hands in there where the ball was and tried to tie her up, and for some reason got it called for the hold.
And Carruthers was walking with the ball at that point also, but I thought there was some contact on the shot from Riley as well. Lexi Tucker back in. She places Deja with two fouls. Now we got an official's timeout. Is there some blood on somebody's leg, maybe? Andrea's walking to the locker room or over to the bench. Oh, now she might have gotten hit in the mouth or something. I'm not sure what's going on. So Chelsea Stevenson checks in. Also in, Kaylee Miller back in. Lexi Tucker, Lauren Livingston, Chelsea Stevenson. I said Kaylee Miller, right? And then Riley in there with him. Streaks into 2-3 again. Now Chelsea Stevenson knocks it away. Riley Jenkins comes up with a Riley right down the middle. Lays it up left side. Got it. Nice job by Riley to keep control of it going through the defenders. 16-15. Streaks retake the lead. 3:44 to play in the half. Carruthers left wing. Top of the key or out between the circles. Chevalier out high right side. It goes to Espinosa, who's back in. Now between the circles, it's Nelson. Out high right side, Espinosa. She'll dribble left and give to Chevalier out high left side. Now she bounces for Edwards, who's back in between the circles. Edwards got two early fouls. Nelson between the circles. Dribbles right. Pass slapped a little bit there by Riley Jenkins. Now Lexi Tucker comes up with a steal. They try to get it inside to Carruthers. Lexi stepped into the passing lane, stole it away.
Yeah, good job by Lexi there, seeing the pass coming and then going after the ball.
Lauren Livingston to Riley Jenkins, top of the key.
Lauren Livingston going with the sleeves today.
Yeah. Got the white long sleeves on. Riley Jenkins, right wing, gets a pick, lost the handle on it, now got it back, and brings it back out near the center circle. Now dribbles right and got bumped. Now that's the third foul on Olivia Edwards. That's a smart move by Riley.
Do you ever play basketball with long sleeves like that?
No.
I don't think I think it would bother me.
Yeah, I don't think I could do it. Even, I mean, because with Quincy being here, it reminds me for years and years, the Quincy boys team wore the T-shirt style. And even that, I think, would have bothered me. Because
yeah.
You just got used to playing. I mean,
right.
Granted, we play pickup ball or whatever. We're wearing T-shirts. But
right.
I guess you just got used to regular season games playing with the tank top.
Right. So.
But now, and they're different than what I wore anyway. I mean, they're a lot tighter now, and the holes are not as big. The armholes aren't as big either, so it's a completely different feel anyway.
Well, and they hadn't been worn for 20 years.
Well, there's that,
out.
Too. There's that, too. They get new ones way more often.
Yes, they do.
Lauren Livingston to Andrea Sampson. Right baseline. Fake. Stops. Pulls up with the 18-footer from the wing. Missed it. Rebound. Weak side. It's, oh, I thought it was. Deja went up for it. Carruthers went up inside of her, and I thought Carruthers knocked it away. They're going to say it went off of Deja last, though.
Yeah, I think the official had a bad angle on that one. He was on the far side, and it clearly looked from our side that it rolled right down.
Carruthers, right baseline, swings it over to Nelson on the left wing. Now Tabitha Kia goes to Anders. Left wing, this is Sapp. 2:08 to play in the half. Streaks lead 16-15. Carruthers out high right side. Bounces right baseline for Sapp. Goes to the wing, now bounces for Nelson. Fake the three. Tried to get it inside to Carruthers. She's able to gather it initially. Then Deja took it away.
Deja.
Nice job by Deja. Under 2 minutes to play in the half. Lauren Livingston, top of the key. Gives to Deja Range out high right side. Now to Andrea Sampson. Out right, and Coach Massey yelling out a play. Now Lauren Livingston has it. Deja Range, top of the key, right wing. Pass stolen away. Anders jumped in the passing lane. She was waiting for that. Down the left side, laid it up, and missed it. Missed it. And Riley Jenkins able to corral the rebound for the Streaks. And smart move. She got trapped up in the court. She had already used her dribble. Bounced it off the leg of Chevalier. So the Streaks will bring it the length of the court with 1:26 to play. That's why you always follow them, because they might miss that shot. Got to be ready for a rebound.
Especially when they're bothered on what they think should be an easy rebound or easy layup.
Lauren Livingston drives, pulls up with a 7-footer. Missed it. Rebound comes down to Sapp for Quincy. Bree Sapp on the dribble right side. Hands off to Anders on the wing. Anders dribbles left, picked up by Kelsey Legg. Now hands off to Sapp on the right side with a minute to play. Sapp stops, 16-footer out high right side is no good. Rebound to Riley Jenkins under a minute to play. Streaks with a 16-15 lead. See if they'll work for one. Nope, they're going to go for it. Riley down the right side of the lane, kicks to Andrea right baseline, fires a three. Good! I'm glad she didn't stop shooting. That's her third of the game. She's got 11, make it 19-15. Streaks, 40 seconds to play in the half. Need to find her spot again, I guess. Nice drive by Riley, drew the defender, and kicked it out to the baseline to Andrea for the three. 28 seconds to play. Nelson gives to Anders on the left wing. Now it's Sapp out between the circles with 22 seconds to play. Left wing goes to Nelson with 20. She'll penetrate, kicks over to the right side to Carruthers and overthrew her. I'm not sure.
Yeah, Streaks are going to get another chance here to pad this lead a little bit before half.
Chloe McCarthy, she'll come in and replace Lauren Livingston. Starters back in for the Streaks. Checking in for Quincy is Sophia Abdallah, 5'8 senior. And she'll replace Chevalier. 15 to play. Riley Jenkins brings it across midcourt. Now it's Andrea Sampson out high right side with 10. Chloe McCarthy, top of the key with 9. Dribbles left with 7 to the wing. Now with 6. Now Deja Range to Andrea Sampson with 3. Andrea going to have to take a shot. She pulls up with a long 3. Got it!
Oh!
Just before the buzzer, Andrea Sampson with a long 3-pointer. Her fourth here in the first half. She's got 14 in the ball game, so gives the Streaks a little cushion going into halftime. At the half, it is Galesburg 22, Quincy 15. We'll come back with our halftime show. We'll have our halftime scoreboard, run down the halftime stats. Streaks lead it 22-15. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-513-0061. 800-513-0061. 800-513-0061. That's 800-513-0061.
Certain professions require require certain footwear, and Breedlove's gets that. For CNAs, nurses, or anyone who spends a lot of time on their feet, you'll want to check out their Dansko, clogs, or Allegria options at 10% off every single day. Breedlove's offers Red Wing work boots and Timberline steel and soft toes at 15% off every single day. And they carry a host of other customer-favorite brands like Sass, Merrell, and Sperry's. Head to Breedlove Sporting Goods, shoes, and boots in downtown Kewaunee, or go online anytime to BreedloveSports.com.
Don't sacrifice your happy marriage at the altar of home remodel. Keep the peace and your sanity with a simple call to Courtright Construction of Oneida. They do it all, from interior to exterior projects, one room to a complete build. See pictures of their professional work at CourtrightConstruction.com.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime, the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Quincy Blue Devils 22-15. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Streaks were up 14-9 at the end of the first quarter after Quincy had come back and tied it at 9. Streaks went on a run to end the quarter. And then this time around in the second quarter, Quincy actually took a 15-14 lead on the Streaks, and the Streaks ended and outscore them 8-6 here in the second quarter for the 22-15 lead. Lots coming up. You know, I was looking for the schedule of the other Big Six games tonight, and I wasn't able to find it. I don't know if you saw it anywhere. I didn't see. I was kind of scrolling through, and I couldn't. Usually, I can find it on the Argus Dispatch page, but I didn't find it. They were just talking about how all the teams did at their respective holiday tournaments going into the second half of the season, but I couldn't find the schedule. So what we've got upcoming, by the way, Illinois Fighting Illini are playing right now. They're opening Big Ten play. They've already opened Big Ten play. They're playing at Indiana, and tied at 32?
They're tied at 32 at half.
At halftime. So, that's a good sign for the Illini, except for the fact that they're unable to finish games.
Halftime at Wharton. Moline up on Element 23-15.
Okay.
Freshman maroon Cadence Tatum has three threes in the first half. I don't remember her playing a big role.
I don't either.
And then let me see if I can find the other one, which after one quarter, Rocky up on UT 17-5.
All right. So Rocky and UT and Moline and Alam and the other two Big Six games tonight. Now, schedule coming up. The boys take the night off tomorrow night. In fact, they take this whole week off. They'll be back in action next week. So the girls will play a couple of games on Saturday. The first one, we know the time for sure. It'll be a hard start at 11 o'clock, as it is the Galesburg Invitational. They'll play the Macomb Bombers 11 o'clock. We'll take the air at 10:40 on Saturday morning. Then the winner of that game moves on to a 4 o'clock championship game against the winner of the Dunlap-Bloomington game. That game will take place at the same time as the Streaks, but they'll play their game over at the Fieldhouse. And then the two losers of the first two games will play at 2:30 for third place here in John Thiel Gym. So the second game will either be a 2:30 game with a hard 2:10 start, or it'll be a 4 o'clock game and approximate 3:40 pregame here on WGIL. Then it'll be a busy week next week. The Galesburg High boys will be, they'll have a Tuesday night game on the road at Morton. And the girls get to go to Morton next week. In fact, we get to go to Rock Island Thursday night. Then we get to go to Morton Saturday night or Friday night. Back to back. That'll be an easy week.
Yeah, the schedule maker did not help us out very much there.
Yeah, so that coming up. Let's see. So that'll be. So Friday night will be part of the Downstate Classic Tournament, which is kind of replacing the Martin Luther King Tournament. So that will be part of that. They'll play a couple of road games in that. And the next one will be the following Saturday. We'll be down at Lincoln for that one. So in between Thursday the 17th, so the girls won't play next Saturday. They'll play Thursday, Friday night, not Saturday. The boys will play Friday and Tuesday, Friday, Saturday next week. So the girls will play at host UT on Thursday the 17th, then we'll go down to Lincoln Saturday the 19th. Halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Streaks lead 22-15. We'll come back with our halftime stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL on WGIL.com.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
Yeah, I walked the dog, gamed a little, played with a frog.
What does your morning commute sound like?
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a sausage McMuffin with egg and a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, please?
Kids back up, went back home, and I went to...
Here you go, Jim.
Here's to making your morning routine a little better. Right now, mix and match two select breakfast sandwiches, like a bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, a sausage McMuffin with egg, or a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit for just $4. Breakfast at McDonald's. Single item at regular price at participating McDonald's for a limited time.
WGIL, proud of our connection to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Michelle Bazzari from WGIL with this community reminder. The Central Illinois Abate will host their annual Black and Chrome Ball on Saturday, February 9th, starting at 6 p.m. at the Best Western Prairie Inn. Tickets are $40 and include a meal and dancing. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast calling for clear skies tonight, low near 28. Sunshine tomorrow, high near 48. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, low of 29. And sunshine for your Saturday with a high near 49. Saturday night, mostly clear overnight with a low near 31. Currently, downtown Galesburg, it's 35 degrees at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Back at John Field Gym, Tom Aerdeth, Eric Gibson. Halftime, the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Quincy Blue Devils in Western Big Six action 22-15. Our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Streaks led by Andrea Sampson's 14 points, including 4 three-pointers and a two-pointer, 0 for 1 from the line. 5 points for Riley Jenkins, a couple of baskets, 1 for 3 from the line. 2 points for Chloe McCarthy, 1 for Lexi Tucker. Chloe on a couple of free throws. Lexi, 1 for 2 from the line. Streaks, 4 for 8 from the free throw line. 4 three-pointers. 4 points apiece for Sarah Nelson and Stephanie Anders to lead the way for Quincy. Each on a couple of baskets. A basket for Olivia Edwards. A basket for Kaylee Carruthers. A three-pointer for Kate Chevalier. 1 three-pointer. They didn't attempt a free throw.
8 turnovers for Quincy. Only 5 for the Silver Streaks. Streaks got out-rebounded, though, in that first half, 13-11. Did have a 4-3 advantage on the offensive boards. Quincy shot at 7 of 18 from the field, including 1 of 3 from distance. Streaks were 7 of 17, 4 of 10 from downtown, and that's pretty much been the difference in this one, is the hot shooting from outside by Andrea Sampson.
Streaks lead at 22-15. Halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Streaks with the basketball to start the second half. Kelsey Legg will inbound, and it comes to Riley Jenkins in the backcourt. Quincy sticks with the man-to-man defense. Kelsey Legg out high left side. Deja Range, top of the key. Gives to Riley Jenkins out high on the right side. Now it's Chloe McCarthy on the left side. Back to Riley between the circles. Second half just underway. Streaks 3-1 in the Western Big Six Conference. They hold second place all by themselves right now. Moline 3-2 just behind them. Andrea Sampson to Chloe McCarthy. Now it's Kelsey Legg in the center circle. She'll dribble right. Gets a pick from Deja. Picks it up, out high on the right side.
Has Deja inside. Yeah, they do not. They keep missing her, and what happens is they look at her, and Deja's a little late getting her post set, and then they look off of her.
Sanders bumped Riley Jenkins on the dribble and picked up the foul. That's her first. And if Deja gets it posted up, Carruthers cannot stay with her athletically.
Right.
She's going to foul her, more than likely. Kelsey Legg inbound from the left baseline. First team foul in the second half. Inbound is tapped away by Anders, and she comes away with a steal.
Yeah, they tried to throw it over the top to Riley, which usually works in most situations, except when the defender's looking for it.
Now Anders fires a three, left wing, up and good. Anders with 7 in the game. Streaks with 6 turnovers now. Chloe McCarthy between the circles, out high right side. Deja Range, right wing to Riley Jenkins. She had to use the fingertips to reel that one in. Now to Kelsey Legg, left wing for 3. In and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Kylie Espinoza for Quincy. Espinoza on the dribble, left side, hands off to Anders. Anders dribbles, free throw line, kicks it out to Nelson on the right baseline, 15-footer up and good. Sarah Nelson has shown some range tonight. I thought she seemed like over the last 4 years more of a post player, but she's made her presence known for more from the perimeter tonight.
Yeah, she's done a good job over the years expanding her game, and that's pretty much, you know, if you're developing a post player anymore, that's what you want to do.
Chloe McCarthy for three, left wing, up and good. Anything you can do, I can do better. 25-20 streaks lead, 6:08 to play here in the third quarter. Carruthers, right wing. Tap of the key, Espinoza streaks in that 2-3 zone again. Out high right side, it's Nelson. Now tap of the key, it's Anders. Now Nelson in the post, and Deja Range knocked it away and came up with a steal. Great hustle by Deja. Quickly got around Nelson to take it away. Now Riley Jenkins quickly down the other way, put it up. Got a bump, no call, couldn't hit the shot. Thought the coach Massey also saying, hey, there was some contact. Now quickly back the other way. A bounce from Edwards to Nelson running the floor. She lays it up and in. She's got eight, make it 25-22 streaks, 5:35 to play third quarter. Yeah, they were calling the contact going to the basket earlier. Now Riley's gone a couple of times, and they haven't called it there. And I thought, and I think part of the problem that the particular official is on that end, I don't think he got back quick enough to actually see what happened. Kelsey Legg to Chloe McCarthy. Another three out high. Good! Oh! Out high, just left of the center. Two in a row for her. Make it 28-22 streaks. High arcing shot.
Yeah, that's one of those splashes. Ones where she's just kind of feeling it. She wanted to try it again and was able to splash it down.
Oh, man.
What?
Deja's going to get called for a foul. Olivia Edwards went left through the paint and just tripped and fell, and Deja got called for a foul. That's unfortunately her third foul.
I thought she tripped over the basketball because the basketball kicked out when she went down.
So that's three on Deja. Quickly, Lexi Tucker gets up. 5:01 to play in the third quarter. Streaks lead 28-22. Kylie Espinoza, top of the key. Left wing, Stephanie Anders. For Quincy. Anders goes top of the key, dribbles left, hands off to Nelson. Sarah Nelson fires a three left side, airball that one. It's going to go back to the streaks as it hit the end line coming down. So Lexi Tucker now will replace Deja Range with 4:49 to play in the third, and the streaks leading 28-22. Well, let's see if we can free up Chloe again. Riley Jenkins across midcourt, right of the center circle to Chloe. Yep, they're going to leave
open.
Wide open. Y fires a three.
Oh!
And rattled it through. Three in a row for Chloe McCarthy. She's thinking about a day's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. 31-22, biggest lead of the ball game for the streaks, and a timeout called by Quincy head coach Martin Pazanin with 4:30 to play here in the third quarter. 30-second timeout. And I'm sure what he's going to say, the girl just hit two. Nobody was anywhere within 15 feet of her.
No, she gets the turkey for that, right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Man, nobody came out anywhere close to her. I mean, you got to know who's hot.
Yeah, right. End. She's hit two. You know she's probably going to try another one. You got to at least close out on her.
So, seven threes in the ballgame for the streaks, four for Andrea Sampson, three in a row for Chloe McCarthy, and they've jumped out to a nine-point lead, biggest of the game with 4:30 to play here in the third quarter. Illinois Fighting Illini playing at Indiana tonight.
They're down 35-32 early in the second half.
Obviously playing better than they did Saturday against Florida Atlantic.
Well, yes, but they also had a 25-15 lead at one point in this one, and they've gotten that whittled away to the point where they're now losing.
Anders at the free throw line. Nice backdoor pass to Edwards, right side out of the timeout. She puts it up and in. She's got four, make it 31-24 streaks. Let's see what happens this time.
Great after-timeout play by Coach Pazanin there. Yeah. He set it up so he had a weak side ball cutter.
Inside pass from Lexi Tucker to Kelsey Legg, and she got knocked to the floor, couldn't hit the shot, but she'll go to the free throw line. Kylie Espinoza picks up her first foul. So that time they had Nelson coming out to jump out at Chloe. Nelson at 6 foot to try to bother her. So Kelsey Legg goes to the free throw line with two shots and hits the first.
And when you see that, if you're Chloe, you got to think, am I quicker than her if she comes flying out at me?
Dribble drive on that.
Do a shot fake and then see if you can put it on the ground and go by her.
Kelsey Legg hits the first free throw. 32-24 streaks, 4:07 to play here in the third quarter.
The official on the baseline almost tripped over the cheerleaders.
Second up and good for Kelsey Legg. Her first 2 points of the ball game, make it 33-24, back to the 9-point lead. This is Anders on the dribble out, high left side. Now to Nelson on the left wing, leaving her open for the three and try to get it inside to Anders for some reason, and Riley Jenkins comes away with it. Riley down the left side, high off the glass, put it in. She's looking at the official for contact again. If there wasn't contact, it had to be a travel. Yeah. But they didn't call the contact or the travel. Riley's able to put it up and in. She's got seven. Biggest lead at 11, 35-24. Anders fires a three out high right side. Missed it short. Rebound, Chloe McCarthy doing it all. 3.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Streets lead 35-24. Riley Jenkins lost the dribble, able to get it back. Goes behind her back, dribbles left. Now picks up and gets to Chloe. She's going to fire the three out high right side.
Oh!
Splashed another one! Chloe McCarthy, her fourth three here in the ball game, all here in the third quarter, 38-24 Streaks.
First half seemed to belong to Andrea. This quarter is belonging to Chloe.
Nelson, right wing. It goes to Sapp, who's into the ball game for the Blue Devils. Top of the key, this is Holtz. Left wing goes to Chevalier. She'll fire the three, airballed it, and the rebound's going to go. Both going to go to the Streaks. I thought maybe that ball deflected off of Kelsey. I wasn't sure, but it's going to go back to the Streaks nonetheless. Olivia Edwards back in. She's going to give Sarah Nelson a break. In for the Streaks is Chelsea Stevenson. She'll give Andrea Sampson a break.
Well, Coach Pazanin was a three-point shooter back in his day, and I'm sure he's going to explain to the girls, once you get and you start pivoting around out by the three-point arc, you've kind of taken yourself out of any flow.
Left wing, Chloe for three. Nearly banked it in. Rebound weak side. Chelsea Stevenson can't hit. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up and in. Way to stay with it, Chelsea. Well, that Chloe, I think she just was in a, she was excited to shoot at that time. I don't think she was trying to bank it on purpose, but it still almost went.
Well, and there was a collective O from the crowd, too.
Right baseline, nice disc to Chevalier, who lays it up and in. As she got free, 40-26 Streaks lead, 2:17 to play, third quarter. Right wing, Lexi Tucker. Bounces for Chloe McCarthy out high right side, out high left side, Riley Jenkins. Now to Chelsea Stevenson, right side. Stops, pulls up with a 17-footer. Good! Two in a row for Chelsea Stevenson. And make it 42-26 Streaks. 2 minutes to play, third quarter. Right wing, Bree Sapp. Top of the key, it goes to Holtz. Left wing, Chevalier. Now it's Anders, top of the key. Left wing to Edwards. Inside it goes to Chevalier. The pin kicks out to Sapp, top of the key. Fires a three. Bounces off, no good. Lexi Tucker with a rebound. Got bump, no call, but got the outlet to Chloe McCarthy. Now it's Riley Jenkins. Cross midcourt, right side. Kicks to Chelsea Stevenson on the wing. Back to Riley, left baseline. Fires a three. Good! Her first three of the ball game.
Streaks are making it rain down at this point.
9 threes in the ballgame and a 19-point lead. Now a steal by Kelsey Lake. Kelsey down the left side on the dribble. Quizzes over to the right side. Lays it up. Missed it. And, we're going to have it over the back. Call on the rebound by Chelsea Stevenson. I thought that was a good move by Kelsey. She crossed over and reversed it on the layup, but couldn't get it to fall too strong on it. 1:18 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks have jumped out to a 45-26 lead. Andrea Sampson back in. Chloe McCarthy would take a break. Also, Lauren Livingston, Kaylee Miller in. As Kelsey Lake, Chloe McCarthy, and Chelsea Stevenson will get a break as well for the Streaks. 1:13 to play in the quarter. Streaks lead 45-26. Now Edwards, I'm not sure how. She just went through the entire Streak defense, laid it up and in. And now Martin Pazanin calls a full timeout with 1:07 to play. I'm not sure what he saw there. But he calls a full timeout, 45-28. We'll take one as well. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg, by Office Specialists providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at courtrightconstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
You could win as much as $500 cash by wearing the white WGIL button. Find out where to get one at WGIL.com.
1:07 to play, third quarter. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Quincy Blue Devils 45-28. Not sure why Coach Pazanin called that timeout at that point after they just made a nice play and scored off of it. But with
the only thing I can think of is he wanted to switch up his defense, yeah. And that was an opportunity without screwing up their offensive flow.
Back to the man-to-man. Anders with it. Now Lauren Livingston out high right side. Gives to Andrea Sampson on the right wing. Andrea on the dribble. Gives to Riley right of the center circle. Under a minute to play. Lexi Tucker now. Lauren Livingston top of the key. Backdoor pass, Riley Jenkins, right baseline, pulls up with a five-footer and got it. Took some contact as well, put it up and in. Nice little floater there. She's got 12 and make it 47-28, back to the 19-point lead with 37 seconds to play. Anders, top of the key. Right wing, it goes to Abdallah back in the ballgame. Left wing now, it's Edwards. Edwards brings it back out high with 26 seconds to play. Left wing to Sapp with 24. Now Anders, top of the key with 22. Right wing, Carruthers. Now 20 to play. Edwards bounces for Anders in the paint. Spins, left-handed shot up and no good. Carruthers gets the offensive rebound, puts it up and in. Nobody got a body on her. Her second basket. 10 seconds to play. Andrea Sampson, right wing. Oh, pulled the trigger. Andrea didn't do it. Lauren Livingston with five. Top of the key, penetrates, pulls up, left elbow. Now gives to Kaylee Miller, left baseline for three. In and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Edwards at the buzzer. She was right on target. Didn't have quite the arc on it and didn't get a good roll on it. Kind of rattled down and popped back out. We have played three quarters. It's the Galesburg Silver Streaks 47, the Quincy Blue Devils 30. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
When you're driving at night, do you sometimes
pretend like I can't hear my kids talking so they'll fall asleep?
Well, yeah, we all do that. But do you get these weird halo things around headlights? And everything's like blurry and hard to see?
No. That sounds like a vision thing. You better make an appointment at Kehoe like yesterday.
Night blindness affects millions of Americans. But the Kehoe doctors have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
I'm Will Stevenson. Some great jazz music will be coming soon to Knox College. We'll talk about it tomorrow night at 5 during Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.
Quincy with the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Streaks lead 47-30. Olivia Edwards, three left wing. No good. Rebound comes out long to Andrea Sampson. Streaks outscored Quincy 25-15 in that third quarter. We were just talking off the air. It didn't seem like they scored that many points, but they scored as many in that quarter as they did in the first half.
Well, but the Streaks scored more than they did in the first half, too, so that was helpful.
Riley Jenkins, Kelsey Legg. Kelsey was going one way, didn't think the pass was coming her way, but able to hold on to it. Riley gets a pick from Deja down the left side, gets to Kelsey, left baseline, fakes, penetrates, runner, and gets hit before she got up in the air. Got fouled by Sapp. That was a good call there. Kelsey was going to try to go up in the air, but the contact wouldn't let her get up in the air. Sapp picks up her first foul. That is 14 fouls on the Blue Devils. Anders back in. She'll replace Sapp. Kelsey Legg inbound from the right baseline for the Streaks.
And not a lot of fouls called in that third quarter either. Only now, two per team.
Inbound comes out high to Chloe McCarthy. Out between the circles, it's Riley Jenkins with it. Chloe with 4 3-pointers in that third quarter. In fact, three in a row. Backdoor pass, Riley Jenkins to Deja. Again, overthrew her. Had her, but overthrew her a little bit behind her. And the Streaks turn it over with 7:05 to play.
Only a 7th turnover for the Streaks on the game.
So the Blue Devils will trigger with 7 minutes to play in the ballgame. Olivia Edwards will bring it up. Out high left side to Anders. Swing it over to Nelson on the right wing. Nelson puts on the floor, penetrates, pulls up with a runner, puts it up and in. Nice drive by Sarah Nelson. She's got 10 in the ballgame, 47-32. Left wing, Kelsey Legg. Top of the key, Chloe McCarthy. Right wing, it's Riley Jenkins. Top of the key, Andrea Sampson. Thought about the three. Edwards closed out on her. Now gives left wing to Kelsey Lake. She'll bring it back out top of the key. Down the right side of the lane. The runner up off the glass. Too strong. And Deja with an offensive rebound. Nice job on the offensive glass by Deja Range. Now the ball got knocked away. And Riley Jenkins runs it down out near midcourt. Riley's got it. Top of the key. Dribbles left. Pulls back. Hesitation. Now goes left baseline. Kicks it out to Kelsey Legg on high right side to Andrea Sampson. Long three out high left side. Short. Rebound comes down to Edwards. Quincy on the run. Edwards. She's going to pull it back out. Good job out of the Streets getting back defensively. Left wing it goes to Abdallah.
That was Andrea's first shot of the second half.
Out high right side. Carruthers. Nelson top of the key. Thought about the three.
I think after that last one she missed so badly, I think she thought twice about that three.
Yeah. She was out there quite a ways, though, too. She was a couple steps back behind the arc on that one. Anders hands off left wing to Nelson. Nelson goes to the free throw line. Now down the right side of the lane. Hands off to Carruthers. Nice spin move down the left side. Missed the shot. And the tie-up on the rebound. Deja had it. Carruthers got there as well. But the possession arrow points toward the Streaks. And a full timeout called by Martin Pazanin. We'll take one as well. 5:34 to play. Galesburg leads 47-32. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Robert, there's water running down the stairs. Do something before it ruins all the carpeting and walls.
Too late, sweetheart.
Hi, folks. This is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Don't get caught off guard with a catastrophe like this. Sign up for our annual plumbing maintenance program. We'll do a complete inspection of all your plumbing as well as your sanitary sewer and give you the peace of mind you deserve knowing your plumbing is in good condition. Call us today at 342-HEAT for more details. You'll be glad you did.
Get today's local news headlines in your email with the Morning Brief from WGIL News. It's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
5:34 to play in the ballgame. Tom Aerith, Eric Gibson from John Thiel Gym. Western Big Six Conference game between the Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Quincy Blue Devils. Quincy with a 15-3 record on the season, but it's been all streaks here tonight as they lead 47-32.
Well, and this is the kind of game the Streaks really needed. They needed something to add some encouragement to the fact that they picked themselves up a little bit from Mattoon. Now, Quincy going to come out in the press, and usually what we see in these situations is Riley just takes it.
Yeah, it's just a man-to-man. She gets by Anders. Nope, she lost it in midcourt. Tried to break the trap. Anders gives to Edwards, and she lays it up and in. That's what they wanted to have happen, not what the Streaks wanted to see. But this time, Riley quickly gets it across, and she's going to be trapped up in the corner again, and they're going to call a bump, though, on, I believe, Anders. Or no, it's going to go against Edwards. That's going to be her fourth foul.
Well, this is kind of like the VCU trap that it's called Havoc that Shaka Smart started at VCU and then took to Texas. What they do is they want the ball handler going up the floor and getting near the sideline so they can bring that backdoor trap.
Andrea misses the three out high. Riley Jenkins keeps it alive. Back to Andrea on the right wing. Andrea Sampson to Chloe McCarthy between the circles. Now Riley Jenkins will set the offense with 5 minutes to play. Streaks lead 47-34. Deja Range, top of the key, right wing, Riley Jenkins. Now Andrea Sampson between the circles. Goes left, steps back, didn't pull the trigger on the three. She'll hand off to Kelsey Legg. Kelsey brings it back out. I'm fine with the Streaks running offense like this, running some time, looking for a good shot.
Yeah, if Quincy's going to sit back, you might as well, especially with a 13-point lead.
Deja Range out high right side. To Andrea Sampson left wing. Now it's Kelsey Legg, top of the key, 4:25 to play. Kelsey steps back, fires a three right side, short. Deja gets in there, and I thought she had the rebound, but Anders able to get the handle on it and pull it away.
Not a shot you usually see from Kelsey Legg, that step back three. That sure looked like a carry by Anders.
Yeah. Now Edwards penetrates. It got knocked away by Riley Jenkins, but Edwards able to tap it out, and Anders comes up with it for the Blue Devils, just over 4 minutes to play in the ballgame. Anders on the dribble. Top of the key, it goes to Abdallah. Abdallah dribbles left, hands off to Chevalier. She'll go top of the key and gives to Anders. 3:54 to play in the ballgame. Streaks with a lead, 47-34. Anders drives the baseline, throws up kind of a wild shot. And who they call for the
probably
foul?
Probably Andrea.
I mean, everybody was standing straight up, and she really had nowhere to go with that shot. Andrea gets a call for her first foul, so it'll be Stephanie Anders going to the free throw line with two shots. She's got 7 points in the ballgame. 3:49 to play, 47-34, Streaks lead. First shot for Anders is flat and short. She's winded, though. She's having a tough time of it.
Well, she's kind of been matched up as one of the primary defenders down on the ball, not at the other end of the floor, and then having to kind of fight through off the dribble on this end.
Step back, was bending over, holding her shorts in between shots. Second one is up. That one was flat, but that one gets up over the rim and up that it goes through. Now they'll pick up with full-court pressure again. And it comes to Kelsey Legg. Now it's Chloe McCarthy, and Anders is going to pick her up in the backcourt. Now Kelsey gives way, or excuse me, Chloe to Kelsey. Now back to Chloe across midcourt. And a pass knocked away and stolen by Abdallah. Abdallah, left wing, stops, gives to Nelson. Nelson down the left side of the lane, gets it up with the left hand and in.
Well, they're cheating on the passes, and the streaks have got to see it. When you see him cheating, there's usually somebody open.
Streaks now is down to a 10-point lead, 47-37. It was as high as 19. Streaks have not scored yet here in the fourth quarter with 3:17 to play. Now Riley Jenkins down the right side lane, up over the two defenders, but she's going to be fouled. Shot was no good, but she'll go to the free throw line. And it could go a couple different ways. They call it, I think, on Sapp. Yep, Bree Sapp gets the call. That's her second. And Riley Jenkins will go to the free throw line for the Streaks. 3:14 to play. Streaks lead by 10, 47-37. They were just 4-for-8 from the line in the first half. And now they haven't missed yet in the second half as Kelsey Legg hit the only other two free throws they'd attempted. Anders got a little break, so did Edwards. They're back in now. 48-37, Streaks lead. Riley Jenkins, the sophomore, at the free throw line. Second shot is away and good. First 2 points of the fourth quarter for the Streaks. Make it a 12-point lead, 49-37. Sapp brings it down. Streaks back to the 2-3 zone. Edwards out high left side to Anders, top of the key. Left wing it goes to Nelson. Top of the key, it's Abdallah now.
I like the idea. I like the idea of them trying to beat the Streaks with threes.
Now a ball knocked away, stolen by Deja Range. Riley Jenkins with it. Under 3 minutes to play. And a technical called on Martin Pavanen. I'm not sure what the complaint was.
The only thing I could think of is he thought there was a foul on his ball handler down here, but I didn't see it.
Yeah, so. And the steal Deja made was a really good defensive play. I mean, she got around. There was no body contact at all. So the technical, and it'll be who's going to shoot it. And then we'll get the ball, obviously, afterwards. So Riley Jenkins will go to the free throw line to shoot the technical. She just made 2 moments ago, and this could be a big swing here. If she can hit both, and then the Streaks get the ball back with a chance to score again with 2:48 to play, leading by 12 now. And make it 13 as Riley hits the first. So, yeah, I mean, to be that upset, though, to get a technical, and I mean, not sure what happened. So Riley hits both free throws and make it 51-37. Kelsey Legg will inbound from midcourt on the near side. Ooh, missed Andrea, was wide open on the back door there. Got it into Riley in the backcourt. Now Kelsey's got it out high left side. Bounces for Deja, top of the key. Right wing, it's Riley. She'll bring it back out high and give to Chloe. Chloe hands off to Andrea, and the foul's going to be called on Anders as she tried to fight through to knock the ball away and ran into both Chloe and Andrea. And that'll be the third on Anders. I missed one somewhere. And that puts them over the limits. And Andrea Sampson goes to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. Andrea with 14 in the game, all in the first half. Got the Streaks off to a great start with 4 3-pointers in the first half. First shot is up and good. She will get the bonus. .234 to play, 52-37, Streaks lead. Second shot is away and good as well.
Good job by Andrea to make those. You just want to keep salting this one away.
Streaks 8-for-8 here in the second half and 6-for-6 here in the fourth quarter from the line. 53-37. Left wing, it's Sapp. Top of the key to Anders. Left wing to Edwards. Now it's Nelson between the circles. Right wing to Abdallah. Now to Nelson. Knocked away by Deja Range, and a push is going to be called on Abdallah, I believe. That's going to put Riley Jenkins back at the free throw line. I mean, Deja just made the same play there as she did the last time when he got the technical. I don't know if it was something else. Maybe he was up and complaining about that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, I suppose it could have been something off the ball we didn't see.
So Riley Jenkins to the free throw line. It was, Sophia Abdallah that picked up the foul. So Riley with another chance at the one and bonus with 2:13 to play. First shot is up and good. She's got 17 in the ball game.
Kind of a quiet 17, too.
Yeah. And makes the other. 6-for-6 here in the fourth quarter. 7-for-8 from the line in the game for Riley Jenkins. 55-37, Streaks lead, 2:05 to play. Anders, right side, gets to Sapp in the paint, put it up and in, and a foul's going to be called on Andrea Sampson. That'll be her second. As I'm not sure why you're posting up Sapp, but I guess it was effective. Bree Sapp at 5'6", put it up and in, and drew the contact. And now Martin Pezanin calls another timeout.
I think this is his last one.
We'll take one as well. 2:01 to play. It's Galesburg 55, Quincy 39. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Here's something to think about. In today's economy, even if you have a 401k or a pension, it will most likely not be enough to fund your retirement. Your goal of lifetime financial security could begin today by opening a traditional or Roth IRA. Hi, I'm Nicole Molden, personal banker at Tompkins State Bank in Galesburg. Understanding IRAs and their benefits can be confusing. I can help answer some of your questions so you can decide which one best fits your future goals. To learn more, please contact me or stop by any of our four locations and start saving today.
Tompkins State Bank, community-minded, customer-focused, member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Jim Bohannon. Join us for the next Bohannon Show with the top stories of the day. Some fun stuff from sports or entertainment, you name it.
Jim Bohannon, tonight at 9 on WGIL.
2:01 to play in the ball game. The Galesburg Silver Streaks now lead 55-39. As we'll come back and have Bree Sapp at the free throw line for the Quincy Blue Devils. Yeah, she got fouled, put the shot up and in, and got fouled. As the Streaks come back out on the floor, final timeout used by Quincy head coach Martin Pezanin. So Bree Sapp at the free throw line, another sophomore for the Blue Devils. Puts it up, in and out, no good. Deja Range with a rebound. Riley Jenkins in the backcourt. She'll get it across in the center circle. Gets to Andrea Sampson out high right side. Back to Riley. Now it's Chloe out high left side. Hands off to Kelsey Legg. Now Deja Range has it out high on the right side. Bounces for Riley Jenkins. Chloe McCarthy to Andrea Sampson. Streaks content to work the clock with 1:38 to play, leading 55-39. Chloe McCarthy left to the center circle to Riley Jenkins on the left wing. She'll bring it back out high with 1:30 to play. Deja Range now to Andrea Sampson. Now Chloe McCarthy. Hand it to Kelsey Legg, and foul's going to be called on Stephanie Anders. That'll be her fourth, so that'll put Kelsey Legg at the free throw line. She'll have, is that the ninth or the tenth? That's the ninth. She'll have a chance at the one on bonus. Hit two foul shots in the third quarter. So any foul from here on out will be two shots for the Streaks.
It looks like Coach Pezanin's going to clear his bench.
Kelsey Legg hits the first. With 1:22 to play, and clears the bench out. Yeah, it looks like Coach Massey is considering that now too. Yeah, he's gonna. Yeah, we'll see. Maybe not. Kelsey Legg hits both. 10 for 10 in the fourth quarter. 12 for 12 in the second half from the line for the Streaks. Quincy with the basketball. Olivia Doherty gives way to Braylon Green, 6-foot
steal.
Now a steal by Andrea Sampson. 1:06 to play. Andrea down the right side, lays it up and in. Rolled it up and in.
Yeah, that one thought about it for a second and decided to fall in.
First basket for Andrea in the second half. She's got 18 and make it 59-39. Biggest lead of the ball game with 51 seconds to play. Out high right side, this is Liz Nelson, 5'8 freshman. Gives way to Ava Schluter, 5'6 junior. Now it's Nelson. Driving left baseline, it's Braylon Green. Now out high it goes to Nelson between the circles. 30 seconds to play, and Kelsey Legg's going to be called for the foul. With 30.7 to play, and Streaks head coach Evan Massey will clear his bench. With 30.7 to play, and they get a nice hand from this Streaks crowd here tonight. Lexi Tucker, Lauren Livingston, Arlita Brown, Kaylee Miller, Chelsea Stevenson in for the Streaks.
Well, the officials definitely didn't catch on. The Streaks were trying to foul there for about 20 seconds, and finally Kelsey Legg got called for it.
So Quincy with the basketball. Driving in, putting up off the glass and in, Braylon Green. Her first basket, cut it to an 18-point lead, 15 seconds to play. Left wing, Arlita Brown puts it on the floor. Gives to Lexi Tucker out high right side. Now Kaylee Miller with 10 to play. Now Lexi Tucker, right wing, bounces for Lauren Livingston with 5. Oh, backdoor. Kaylee Miller tried to get it to Lexi Tucker. I think it got tipped by Lauren Erke, but then that was just enough that it deflected and Lexi Tucker couldn't hang on. 3 seconds to play, 1 second, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks now 4-1 in the Western Big Six Conference as they defeat the Quincy Blue Devils. Final score, Galesburg 59, Quincy 41. Streaks now 12-7 on the season. 4-1 in the Big Six. Quincy drops to 15-4 overall, 2-3 in the Western Big Six Conference. Come back with our post-game show. We'll get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, run down our post-game stats, and also name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks win it again, 59-41. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg, you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville, I'm loving it. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
In basketball, it's your defense's job to keep the other team from scoring, just like your car insurance policy is supposed to protect you when you have an accident. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy. Craddy Insurance and Rockford Mutual Insurance are the perfect team to keep you out of foul trouble. I'll discuss your needs and we'll select the right coverage for you. Call me today at Craddy Insurance in Galesburg for a free auto insurance estimate with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
Opening a health savings account is a great option to consider. The contributions made to an HSA may be used to pay qualified medical expenses now, or you can accumulate savings towards future medical expenses. A qualifying HSA account may also offer you tax benefits. Hi, I'm Tara Ruff at Tompkins State Bank. Opening an HSA account with us is very simple and requires no minimum balance. For more information on a health savings account, call or stop by any of our four locations today.
Tompkins State Bank, member FDIC.
The official WGIL forecast calling for clear skies tonight, low near 28. Sunshine tomorrow, high near 48. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, low of 29. And sunshine for your Saturday with a high near 49. Saturday night, mostly clear overnight with a low near 31. Currently, downtown Galesburg, it's 35 degrees at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, the Galesburg Silver Streaks now 4-1 in the Western Big Six Conference after they defeat the Quincy Blue Devils by a final of 59-41. Good effort here tonight by the Streaks. Fun game to watch. Came out and right off the bat, they played well early. Got a little bit stagnant there late in the first quarter, or midway and late in the first quarter. Then went on a bit of a run and had a 14-9 lead. They were tied at 9, then went on a little run to end the first quarter and led 14-9. Second quarter, kind of the same thing. Quincy came back and actually took a lead at 15-14. And then the Streaks into the quarter on a run to a lead 22-15 at the half. They outscored Quincy 25-15 in the third quarter, and then 12-11 in that fourth quarter for the final score of 59-41. Streaks come out with the win here tonight, now 12-7. And again, you mentioned it, you know, coming off the way things ended at the holiday tournament, really good to see the Streaks come back and play the way they did tonight. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Joined by Streaks head coach Evan Massey. And coach, really nice way to bounce back after the way the holiday tournament ended against a good team. You just you kind of really took them apart.
Right. You know, you look, I think it's December 1st. In the month of December, we'd won 7 out of 9 games, and we hit the 2 games at the end of the tournament. And, you know, to be honest, I've said to this group several times is oftentimes as a coach, you work with a team and you get that sense that the team isn't as good as they think they are. And so your job as a coach is to kind of give them lessons of, like, you've got stuff to, you got to get better. And I've said to this group several times is, you're better than what you think you are. And so my concern with those 2 losses is our confidence level is still probably fragile. Is do we come in and do we play with a confidence? Well, you know, I think Andrea kick-started that with, you know, hitting the threes all the way there at the beginning and got us going. And then Riley did what she does of getting to the line and doing stuff. It was a fun game for sure.
It really was. And well, the other thing I liked that you jumped out to the lead, then they kind of clawed their way back in. They tied it at 9, and you ended the first quarter on a run and up by what?
14-9.
14-9 at the quarter. And then they came back and took a 1-point lead in that second quarter, and the same thing. But after that, you guys didn't really look back.
Well, yeah. And then in the third quarter, Chloe did what Chloe can do and was unconscious. And we just we couldn't get her the ball enough times, and she was hitting the shots there with it. So you know, good effort that way. And I thought our mixing up the defense, you know, frustrated them a little bit. They couldn't get into a rhythm.
Yeah, that seemed to really bother them, I thought, also, because especially coming down the stretch when they made a little bit of a run and cut it to 10 and you switched up again, and they, you know, was like, okay, well, I guess we try to beat you from the outside, and that's, you'd like that to happen. You know, you got got their bigs out of the paint, and that wasn't going to happen that way.
Yeah, but, I mean, yeah, and this is just a really, really good win for us because it puts us at 4-1, and I don't know, depending on tonight, Moline at Alleman, maybe they are 3-2, but, you know, the first half of the conference is done, and so we're, you know, in the driver's seat as far as second place, and you know, hopefully it's something we can build on.
Yeah, you like to see that because, you know, you have to go to Rocky. You never know, though. That's why you play the games, and they're not the Rocky of last year. They're obviously still a really good team, but they're not the Rocky of the last couple of years, so you like to take your chances. Well, this is the first of a really busy week for you. You got the first year of the Galesburg Invitational coming up on Saturday. You'll have an early game with Macomb, and then at the same time as that game, you'll have the other, I guess, semifinal going on over the field house, and that'll be Dunlap and Bloomington, which are a couple of pretty decent teams coming in.
Right, and, you know, hopefully, I thought we had a really nice crowd tonight.
Yes.
With the school not being in session. We had a fair number of students, and I thought the crowd was nice, and, you know, happy to see that, you know, rewarded. We kind of got to get them working a little bit on the concept as far as not being observers, but of being cheers in terms of things. I thought down the stretch they could have helped us a little bit more, but it was great to see all the people there. But then on Saturday, our sophomores will play here in Thiel at 9:30 against Macomb. We'll play at 11 at the same time in the field house. Bloomington and Dunlap are doing the same thing. And so then the third place game of the sophomores is be one in the field house. The championship of the sophomores will be in here at 1. And then third place in here would be 2:30. And hopefully we want to be played for the championship at 4.
Absolutely. Well, a really good effort by the girls. It was really fun to watch them and to see them bounce back and have some confidence. I mean, especially on the offensive, my goodness, you said Riley does what Riley does, Chloe does what she can do. Andrea, again, another solid night. And Deja in the paint, a lot of really nice job rebounding again as well. So and defensively, Kelsey as always. And I thought overall, Deja also, when they try to get it inside, She was doing a great job getting around in front.
I don't know how many steals she had. She was outstanding. And, yeah, Deja's the kid that, sometimes goes unnoticed, doesn't score the big points, but rebounds, steals, defending, does an outstanding job for us. And I thought the other kid coming in, I thought Lexi Tucker did a nice job defensively for us.
Coach, congratulations on the win. We'll talk with you Saturday morning.
Yeah, it's sure fun nights like this.
It really is, isn't it? Streets head coach Evan Massey joining us. And that, again, is brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Coach mentioned the crowd. Especially, honestly, I thought that was the best student section we've had.
There was one game earlier in the season that I felt like was a lot better than that one.
Was it one of the conference games?
Yeah, it was.
Was it Moline or no?
It might have been Rocky, actually. Well,
you know what? I think you're right, because I think it was the Moline game. I was a little bit disappointed at the number there. But, yeah, I think Rocky, you're right. I think that was one. But it was a nice student section night. And, again, especially for school being out of session. So again, hopefully we get a lot of people out here again. Fun. This is when they're playing like that, this is a really fun team to watch. Really, really like watching this team.
Yeah, once they get it going, and I think Coach is right on, it's sometimes with some of these teams, it's all about confidence. And once they got the confidence rolling there, they looked really good and really like they weren't going to be beat tonight.
Streaks win at 59-41. We'll come back, run down our post-game stats. Also got our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game that we'll name a little bit later on. Streaks win at 59-41. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg, by Office Specialists providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
There is nothing quite as terrifying as ordering 200 t-shirts. There's just so many things that could go wrong. So you got to pick the most reputable screen printing operation in the business. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They got about a million t-shirts under their belt. They offer premium ink that will last much longer than one season. They have tons of ink options and an endless assortment of colors to complement any design you might have. And a graphic design artist on staff to help conceptualize your idea. Embroidery, screen printing, you place your trust in the capable hands of Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Design a shirt right now at BreedloveSports.com.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Streaks went at 59-41. Our post-game stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Streaks, three players in double figures, two of them with 18. Andrea Sampson on 4 three-pointers, a couple of two-pointers, two for three from the free throw line. 18 points for Riley Jenkins, 4 twos, a 3, 7 for 8 from the free throw line. Did I have 2, 4, 6, 7? Oh, yeah, 7 of 8. Yeah, I did it. Yep, that's right. No, 7 of 9. I'm sorry. 7 of 9. I missed one there. Let's see. 14 points for Chloe McCarthy. 4 three-pointers, including 3 in a row there in the third quarter. Then another one after a basket by somebody else. 2 for 2 from the free-throw line. 4 points for Kelsey Legg on 4 for 4 from the free-throw line. Lexi Tucker with a point on 1 for 2 from the line. 4 points for Chelsea Stevenson on a couple of baskets there in the third quarter. So I'm going to have to relook at my free-throw stats. Am I right? Did I miss...
Should have been 16 of 20.
Okay, I did have it right then. So 16 of 20 after going 4 for 8 in the first half, just 50%. You don't miss one in the second half. That helps the percentage a little bit.
I am at 4 for 7 in the first half.
Four for seven.
Nonetheless, you got to feel pretty good about how you finished there if you're Coach Massey, because, you got rolling from the free throw line, and that's something we haven't seen this team do a whole lot.
9 three-pointers in the game. In fact, they made more threes than they did twos in the game.
Yes, they did.
Eight two-pointers, 9 three-pointers for the streaks in the ball game. For Quincy, 12 points for Sarah Nelson on 6 baskets, 8 points apiece for Stephanie Anders and Olivia Edwards. Edwards on 4 baskets, Anders a couple of baskets, a 3 and 1 for 2 from the line. 5 points for Kate Chevalier on a 3, a 2. 4 points for Kaylee Carruthers on a couple of baskets, 2 points for Bree Sapp on a basket, 0 for 1 for the line, 2 points for Braylon Green late in the game on the basket. They only went to the free throw line twice, 1 for 2 from the line, and the 2 three-pointers in the ball game.
14 turnovers in the game for the Blue Devils, only 10 for the Streaks. Streaks out-rebounded the Blue Devils 22-20 and 8-4 on the offensive end. Quincy was 19 of 37 from the field. The Streaks were 17 of 38, 9 for 20 from downtown, though. Stats in addition to the points Tom told you about, 5 rebounds and 2 steals for Deja Range. 3 rebounds, an assist, and a block for Chloe. A rebound and a steal for Lexi Tucker. 2 rebounds, 2 steals for Andrea Sampson. 2 rebounds, an assist, and a steal for Chelsea Stevenson. 7 rebounds for Riley Jenkins. 4 assists and 3 steals. So she really filled up that stat sheet. And 1 assist and 1 steal for Kelsey Legg.
Postgame stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods, downtown Kewaunee. Streaks win at 59-41. We'll come back and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's true. I do some of my best car shopping in the middle of the night. Put on my flannel jammies, grab a cup of cocoa, and start weighing my options. To clarify, I'm talking about GalesburgToyota.com. It's a great 24/7 resource to see everything we have on our lot. So when the sun comes up, you know exactly what you want to come test drive. And our market-based pricing makes our car buying experience as straightforward as possible. The price of each pre-owned vehicle is listed right on the website and right in the window. Haggle-free. I'm GM Brian Penniman. Buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
You know those people who can build anything? I'm not one of them either. But you don't need to be, because the guys at Courtright Construction are. They're master craftsmen that'll take on every project on your list. Give them a call to get your project on the books. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Streaks went at 59-41 over the Quincy Blue Devils. Galesburg now 4-1 in the Western Big Six Conference. They were 12-7 overall. Quincy drops to 15-4 and now 2-3 in the Western Big Six Conference. Time right now to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Nah, not an easy one tonight. I mean, what got the Streaks going? Well, Andrea Sampson from behind the three-point arc hit a couple in the first quarter, hit a couple of more in the second quarter. She had 18 points, a couple of rebounds, a couple of steals. Riley Jenkins, another, I mean, she with 18 points, including a three-pointer. She went 6-for-6 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. Deja, again, great job defensively, rebounding. But this young lady, Quincy had gotten themselves back in it, and this young lady just kind of took over, and hey, if you're not going to guard me, I'm going to go ahead and make baskets. And she did, 3 in a row from behind the arc. I had somebody else score a basket in the interim. I think Riley maybe made the basket, and then she had another one. Pretty impressive.
Right. We're going to go with Chloe McCarthy. She was 4 of 5 from the field, all coming in that third quarter, but it was the 4 threes, the 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 block. But that 12 points came at, you know, a fairly critical time as the game was getting close, and then she came out. They got it down to 22-20, and then she came out and started lighting it up, and that kind of put the foot on the pedal for the Streaks. And you know, there wasn't a crunch time at the end of the game where it was, you know, we're battling for free throws, but yeah. It was a situation where those points were the points that kind of put this one away.
Yeah, and had there been that case, I mean, the Streaks hit all their free throws in the second half, including 10-for-10 in the fourth quarter, so that was pretty impressive, but it wasn't totally necessary. So Chloe McCarthy, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. We'll be back at it on Saturday with 2 games. The first one scheduled for 11 o'clock. I said there was going to be a hard start. I forgot that the fresh off team is playing before the varsity here in John Thiel Gym. So we'll see. Hopefully we'll be at least close to being on time. It should be pretty close, though. So around 10:40 for the pregame, 11 o'clock for the tip-off. And then we're not going to know till that game's complete what time we play. Hopefully it'll be a 4 o'clock game. A little bit later on. So the Illini, they in the second half, where are they at now?
They're down 62-50.
Ah, that's frustrating.
Moline took down Alleman 50-38, so they moved into third place. Mm-hmm. Rocky took care of UT 73-34.
No surprise there. So Rocky at 5-0 in the conference. The Streaks second with a 4-1 record in the Western Big Six. Streaks win it here tonight by a final score of 59-41. Well, that's going to wrap it up here tonight. Good win for the Streaks. Fun to watch. Good crowd here. Hopefully we'll get another good crowd coming up this weekend for the Saturday games. 59-41 the final score. Thanks to Sean McCutcheon back at the studio keeping us going here. For Eric Gibson, Tom Erta saying goodnight from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.